I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Georgia lawmakers are proposing a new tax on phone and TV services, including internet phones and satellite TV. According to the AJC, the new telecom tax could raise roughly $200 million annually to help pay for building high-speed internet lines into rural areas of the state that currently lack internet access. It's unclear whether the new telecom tax would cover streaming services such as Netflix. Details of the proposed tax will be negotiated during the upcoming legislative session. More than 482,000 Georgians have signed up on the state's insurance exchange to get health insurance under Obamacare so far this year. That number is expected to go higher since the enrollment window was extended until the end of the month as a result of Hurricane Irma. According to Georgia Health News, last year nearly 494,000 Georgia residents got their health insurance through the program. The enrollment announcement comes a day after Congress passed tax legislation removing the requirement that most Americans have insurance coverage or face a tax penalty. With the Public Service Commission's decision yesterday to green light the continued construction of two nuclear reactors at Plant Vogtle, attention is turning to just how much the decision will cost consumers. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
The decision came despite a letter from the PSC's Public Interest Advisory Staff, which said asking Georgia Power customers to pay more for the project wasn't reasonable, and despite a projected continuation of bottom basement prices for natural gas-based electricity production. PSC member Tim Eccles didn't buy the natural gas argument.
We were to stop the project today because we think gas prices will always be as low as they are today for the next 60 or 80 years, we would have made an irreversible mistake.
As a concession to Georgia Power customers, the PSC cut into Georgia Power's rate of return on their investment in the project. For environmentalists, they will get a 5-megawatt solar installation on the Plant Vogtle campus. The first of the new reactors is expected to be online by 2021. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.
The Georgia Department of Transportation says they're suspending construction-related lane closures just in time for the holidays. According to the AJC, interstate highways, heavily traveled state roads, and roadways near major shopping centers will get a reprieve from lane closings. The work stoppage runs today through Tuesday the 26th and from the 29th until January 2nd. GDOT qualified the announcement saying safety concerns may require some long-term lane closures to remain in place. And the Federal Communications Commission has proposed a $13.4 million fine on TV station owner Sinclair for not identifying paid programming as advertising. Sinclair Broadcast Group, which is one of the country's largest owners of TV stations, owns outlets in Macon, Albany, and Thomasville. According to the FCC, Sinclair's Salt Lake City station produced news story-like programming for local broadcasts that were not properly identified as ads. The company has 30 days to contest the proposed fine or to pay it. And UGA's starting inside linebacker Natrez Patrick is entering a drug treatment program. This after his arrest earlier this month. Patrick was arrested for misdemeanor marijuana possession after Georgia won the SEC championship on December 2nd. The Savannah Morning News reports that Patrick's attorney says the student athlete will not play in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. Coach Kirby Smart has yet to confirm that decision. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.